How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
Welcome back, everybody, to CRN Digital Talk Radio, the National Radio Network. I'm Paul Stern, and you're in tune with the AM show. Good morning, everybody. We're talking food, talking dining experiences. We're also talking the 2008 election. And on our newsmaker hotline, we happen to have with us political commentator and author, Diana Sheets. Diana, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Paul.
Well, let's get on into this. This election is unlike, I think, any election that I've ever experienced. This is something that has been like a roller coaster ride, like none other that I've experienced before.
Well, it's certainly different. The whole election is really being framed on the personal narratives of John McCain and Barack Obama. And what I find really particularly interesting in today's New York Times, the story, one of the lead stories by David Kirkpatrick, is basically, in my opinion, having borrowed my story. I submitted my a shortened version of one of my columns on literary gulag to the Times for their op-ed. And the whole purpose of Kirkpatrick's article is really about narratives, and the John McCain narrative in particular. So clearly, he looked at my op-ed, and then he looked at my blog, and he's reframed it for his own personal story.
Tell us a little bit about that narrative, that John McCain narrative that many of us have heard so much about, but perhaps it might be something new for some of our listeners.
Sure. Because the candidates running for office realize that the stories that are going to emotionally resonate with voters are going to be stories about their personal lives, and that the voters can then take these personal stories to sort of conjecture what they might do when they're in power. The story that John McCain has used to frame his campaign is the story about it's based on his autobiographical story, Faith of My Fathers, and it's about the tradition of having come from a family that was in the Navy. Both his father and his grandfather were admirals, and he also was a fighter pilot in the Navy. And then, of course, he was shot down and spent 5.5 years as a prisoner of war. And it was during that period that he realized that his defining narrative, and indeed the narrative of the campaign, was going to revolve around the love for nation and the cause greater than self that he learned while serving as a prisoner of war, both from his fellow POWs, but also just the entire experience.
And what about Barack Obama?
Well, Barack Obama's got a much, much weaker narrative. His autobiographical story is based on the dreams of my father, is what his autobiography is, and it's based on the personal story of a young child becoming a man who is searching for his identity. And what happens to the reader when they read the story is it's written as if it were a novel, and the reader is put inside the head of this young, searching Barack Obama, and so he feels, or she feels, the confusion, the frustration of having been abandoned by his father, the search for his racial identity, and finally, gradually, the decision to seek a cause bigger than self by trying to improve society. But what it does, it's more emotionally compelling, I think, than the McCain story, because young people identify with this search for identity, but it has much less substance than the McCain story because it's really not about the world. It's an internal, narcissistic look at what it means to be growing up.
And, of course, for many people out there listening that are assessing the candidates, they're more concerned about what it is that the candidates can offer them today on a more personal level as opposed to the narrative or the story behind each of the individuals.
Right. And I again, this is why I think McCain has been having problems and Obama has been doing better. It's very, very hard for anybody who's under 50 years old to identify with a POW story going back to the war. And, in fact, I think young people really have a hard time understanding how someone would make a decision to go and fight, whereas every young person today can personally identify with coming of age and trying to discover who you are.
What about the role of misinformation? Has the political election, has there been a little bit of this misinformation or even disinformation as opposed to how the public perceives each of the candidates?
Unfortunately, there has been, this isn't really surprising because there's been a number of studies that have shown, and actually the Democrats have been spending a lot of time trying to figure out since 2004 why they haven't had the presidential candidate. And what they've really concluded is that the Republicans know this as well, that in general, attack ads work very effectively. That if you want to expose the weaknesses of a particular candidate, just even innuendo, even if it isn't always entirely true, these things can emotionally resonate with voters. So if you look at, there's a book Drew Weston did, The Political Brain, and he talks about how emotional factors are really the factors that influence the decision to vote for a particular candidate. And there's a famous book by George Lakoff. Both of these guys are liberals. It's called Moral Politics, and it talks about how your worldview, your subconscious worldview about how the world operates really is shapes who you vote for. And so the candidates, through attack ads and innuendos and personal narratives, have been trying to attract voters based on the worldviews. And the worldview of the Republican Party is basically what I would call a male worldview. It's the notion that the world is fundamentally dangerous and you have to be able to, it's that life is difficult, the world is fundamentally dangerous. It's actually a quote from Lakoff. And that you have to fight and be self-reliant and personally responsible. Whereas the Democratic narrative is what I would call a feminized narrative. Lakoff calls it a nutrient parent. And it's the notion that you want support, love, empathy, nurturance, fairness, social responsibility, all those social policies that will make for a better world. And, of course, that is the Obama narrative.
Diana Sheets, thank you so much for joining us. Is there a website where people can get information on your maybe upcoming books or perhaps even a political blog?
Sure, absolutely. It's Literary Gulag. That's www.literarygulag.com. And I have essays beginning in August on the election, and I will continue these through the end of the year. And I talk about some of the fiction I've been writing and a lot of the literary criticism.
Political commentator and author Diana Sheets, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Interesting perspective and information on the upcoming presidential campaign here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.